Christus, der den Plan des Herrn bezeugt.
Du, mein Sohn, in Auferstehung, heute habe ich dich gezeugt.
They are singing a song about Psalms 2. It's about the Lord in resurrection that has been called the heir. We thank you for your wonderful purpose. We pray that you prepare us more for your wonderful plan tonight. You are the King in Zion, Lord. You are the Son in resurrection. Hallelujah. You are our resurrection today. Thank you. You revive our spirit tonight. Those who is on the throne in heavens, he makes fun of them. Yeah, and he scares them. Yeah, on holy mountain, I will put my king. These are God's own words. It shall be a warning for everyone. Oh Lord, we long for your reign. You will come to judge this earth. We have a desire that you bring a righteousness onto this earth. On your holy mountain Zion, I will anoint my king. We want to be in this holy Mount Zion, where you are today. Lord, you shall be the king here. Thank you. You are the king of Zion. Amen. Yeah, set up your kingship in our hearts, personally in us and also in the church. We want to confess that you are the Lord today. We thank you that you've made us your special people, your special treasure. We praise you. We belong to you. Thank you that you are our King. We praise and lift up your name. Lord, you are the King of Kings. We lift up your name on high. Amen. We praise you tonight. Yeah. Strengthen us in your resurrection. Revive us in spirit, soul, and body. Thank you, you are the resurrection and the life. Thank you for the life you've given us tonight. You've made a way for us to come tonight. We desire to see you. We want that Zion is built up. Appear to us. Lord, we pray that your appearance comes quickly. Make us all ready for your coming. Yeah, prepare us even more. Cleanse us through your blood and with the ashes of the red heifer. Cleanse us from all death. We want to meet you. We want to be in your presence. We want to meet you, Lord. you are faithful over the house of God. We pray that you serve us tonight, that you give yourself to us. We are hungry and thirsty for you. Oh Lord, blessed are those who are trust in him and hide in him. Yeah, I trust him in prayer. Lord, you are the only one who can save us from the coming wrath. We come to you. We want to be prepared by you for this day. We don't want to die on the way. And we want to kiss the Son that he is not angry with us. Yeah, we want to have this love for you. We love you, Lord. Touch us tonight. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. Lord Jesus, we love you. With our whole heart, with our whole soul, with our whole thinking, with all our strength. Yeah, have this first love. We love you, Lord. We hide in you. We trust in you with prayer. Today we had a wonderful verse in the fellowship at the university in Ezekiel 44. It's a wonderful verse for us priests. It's our privilege. We really enjoyed that. Ezekiel 44:15. That's our privilege to come near to him. That's what we want to do tonight. But the priests, the Levites, the sons of Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary when the children of Israel went astray from me, they shall come near me to minister to me, and they shall stand before me to offer to me the fat and the blood, says the Lord God. So that was Ezekiel 44, verse 15. Yeah, they shall come near to me, and they shall stand before me. That's what we do tonight, Lord. We come near you and stand before you. We come to you, Lord. We have nothing but you. There's nothing in this world that keeps us. Yeah. We hold on to you. We want to come more into the experience of you. The charge of your sanctuary we want to keep. We don't want to go astray. But we want to stand faithful before you. We thank you that you showed us this service. Yeah, God, the Lord speaks. Thank you, you speak, and your word is faithful and reliable. Lord, we thank you, you've freed us. Save us from all distraction. Save us from all going astray. We want to keep the feast of unleavened bread. We sanctify our hearts. Even small distractions we purge out. We want to put all our attention on you. Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to come near to you. We don't want to go astray from you. We want to stand before you. We want to draw near to you. We want to abide in you. Even if many go astray, we want to be faithful. We want to be like the sons of Zadok. Yeah, that keep the charge. Can we also sing song 301? Oh, we sang it. Sanctify us more. So they also have the song in English. It's called O Sanctify Us Lord. It's 301 in the app or in the songbook. O Sanctify Us Lord, now add thyself to us. In our experience, the Spirit spread in us. Amen. O Sanctify Us Lord, now add thyself to us. In our experience, the Spirit breaths in us, that in reality, the Church be glorious. O Lord, do at thyself, we pray. Sanctify us, Lord, today. The Spirit is the only way. We take up person, Lord. Oh, spread yourself abroad. Oh, sanctify us, Lord, today. Oh, purify us, Lord, by speaking in the heart. Thy living spoken word, this washing will impart. Increase thy speaking, Lord, and cleanse our every part. Oh, purify us, Lord, we pray. Oh, purify us, Lord, today. Wash all our natural life away. Speak now thy word in us, and make us glorious. Oh, Lord, do speak in us today. Oh, Lord, do nourish us. You are the food we need. As we are eating you, we'll be transformed in need. We're fully satisfied as on yourself we feed. So nourish us, O Lord, we pray. O Lord, do nourish us today. As all our sins you wash away. Not only purify, but fill and satisfy. O Lord, do nourish us today. O Lord, do cherish us, as on thyself we feed. Warm us so tenderly, and meet up if we need. Our hardness soften, Lord, till we are yours indeed. O cherish us, dear Lord, we pray. O cherish us, till us today. Until our coldness flees away. Oh, hold us close to thee and cherish tenderly. Oh, Lord, do cherish us today. Lord, make us glorious by all your inner work. not glory for ourselves, but glory for the church, that you may have the bride, the sending all you search. O Lord, to work on us, we pray. O Lord, to work on us today, to form the church your glorious way. O spread yourself in us, till we are glorious. O make us glorious, Lord, today. Or shine out from us in your glory. Yeah, make us glorious till your day comes. And because this glory is for the church. Yeah, the pure bride. Yeah. Yes, perfect yourself in us. Yeah. Yeah, purify my whole being. Yeah, and speak thy word in us. And we want to obey you. And make us glorious, Lord. Speak your rich word in us. Make us more glorious, Lord. Yeah, cast out all darkness. Make us glorious, Lord. Yeah, fill us inwardly. Yeah, and speak in your love to us.
Amen.
Amen. You give us the true food, Lord. We pray to you, Lord, nourish us. Yeah, you are the true food. You are the true food that changes us when we eat you. We come to you with hunger and thirst to eat you, Lord, in your word. Not just for enjoyment, but for change. Yeah, purify us and sanctify us. That your word can break through in us tonight. Cleanse us through your word. The washing of the water cleanses us through the word. Speak to us on your holy place. Yeah, cleanse my whole being. We want to hear your word that it cleanses us, that it shows our condition. Shine with your eyes. Yeah, when you speak to us. Lord, we want to obey right away when you speak. We don't just want to be hearers, but we also want to be doers. Lord, we want to learn to obey quicker. Thank you for this saving food. That we may grow for salvation. We want to grow more in the salvation. Grow away from all old things. Turned into your image. Lord, give us a pure wedding garment. Wash us. we wash our garments in the blood of the Lamb, that we may have the right to the tree of life. Yeah, we want to keep the feasts in your city. During the conference we saw that there's so many signs and suddenly there comes this David's comet, that the devil comes always when we want to turn more to the Lord. Yeah, whenever we come to the Lord for cleansing, and the enemy always comes to distract us. I had this experience that I had so many thoughts that were in me and I couldn't turn. And then I read a verse in John. And we will, I think that's in the epistles of John, we will persuade our hearts before the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that was my salvation. What I told him what he is for me. And then his word spoke in me. And the thoughts had to stay away. If our heart condemns us, then God is greater than our heart. And when our heart does not condemn us, then we have boldness. We don't want to lose this boldness or have it taken away. Amen. Perfect your work in us quickly. Yeah, the wedding garment be clean and bright. Yeah, we turn to you fully. Oh Lord, make us glorious soon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's wonderful. Oh, Lord, perfect your work in us. Make us glorious today. The glorious church is your desire. Oh, give us more of your nature. Give us more of your nature. We pray that you bring everybody onward, that we can be perfected, that we can see your glory. Prepare your priesthood for your coming. Yeah, make all of us ready. We work together with you. It was said the enemy knows that his end is coming, and he always tries to disturb God's work. The enemy always tries to bring me into my self-life. But the Lord really took me out. I spoke about there was something that wasn't really important that I wanted to do the day before the feast meeting. I could have done it every day of the day of the week, but somehow it ended up on the Saturday. And the Lord said, no, it's not the time for this. He said, prepare for the feast. It's good. Yeah, let us prepare for the true feast that's coming. The Lord is coming. There will be the wedding feast. We have to prepare for that. And I was reminded. And what saved me was 1 Thessalonians 5:3. When they say, 1 Thessalonians 5:3. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them. That really helped me. I don't have to sleep like the world, but I have to be awake that the Lord can come back. I can't say exactly today when the Lord is coming, but it can be soon. Maybe Toby knows. By what I can tell you, when it says peace and safety, I was reminded there's one comfort. Well, the peace treaties that they made in the September, that's just one of the contracts, the Abraham Accords. That's this verse. It reminded me
of
This is this Abraham Accord with Bahrain. And what you can see there, I thought of this verse where peace and safety, sudden destruction comes upon them. And I highlighted it. And in the accord, it says, I just have to scroll. And they say peace and security. Peace and security. That is original accord, what they made this contract for. That's in the Abraham Accord. And there you see all the signatures in the bottom.
Genauso auch, wenn wir weitergehen mit dem zweiten,
when we
zum Beispiel hier,
continue
das war jetzt, mit Sudan,
with Sudan,
lesen wir wieder. Friede
peace
und Sudan.
And security is written there too. They pursue a vision of peace and security.
Noch mehr wach gerüttelt.
And it really woke me up even more. And the next one. And that's for the United Arab Emirates. And it says peace and security again in the whole Middle East. That even woke me up more. And in the next was Morocco. Where is it? Peace and security, it says there again.
Und das hat mich wirklich, hat mich wirklich, wenn sie davon reden,
when they
es ist
talk about
die Zeit,
peace and safety,
ja, wenn sie sagen, genau, es muss nicht sein, dass es jetzt Friede und Sicherheit ist, aber
doesn't
in ihrer Gesinnung,
mean.
Ja, sie sagen es,
they
sie wollen
say
es, sie
peace and safety.
An, und man sieht in diesem Kampf, der mit
and
dem
then
Iran
you can see
hat,
in this fight that they have with Iran, that's the first time since Israel was founded, an Arab nation, and Saudi Arabia and Jordan supported Israel in the conflict with Iran.
Es gibt sehr vieles, ja. Ob das jetzt nur ein Vorbote ist,
if that's just a pre-sign, this Abraham Accord, and it really woke me up.
Auf was,
Wie soll's klarer sein, ja?
How could it be more clear?
Auch dass dieser Bund nicht 7 Jahre genau geht.
And that this covenant doesn't have to necessarily be 3 years, 7 years. But then in Daniel 9:27, it says in the midst of the week and not in the midst of the covenant. Mm-hmm. In the midst of the week, it says, and not in the midst of the covenant. There's a certain leeway if the sacrifice are before the rapture or after. There isn't much said about this in this verse. And it should wake us up. We have to prepare now, yeah, for this day.
Das, was der Herr zu mir spricht, in Ordnung
bringen. What the Lord speaks to me, I want to put it in order. It's like I said in the beginning. It's something where the enemy wants to discourage us, to not continue and to not pursue anymore. Today there was I made an error. And the enemy came and said, oh, that's an unnecessary error that you made. You can just stop. Just stay in your mood. It didn't have to go wrong, but just be angry. And it was just a little thing. And no one noticed it. And it was so little. And I could have just been angry for myself. But the Lord said, turn in this situation. And he reminded me of Luke 16:10. Who is faithful in the littlest thing is also faithful in great things. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. I have to prepare my heart for the coming of the Lord. I have to bargain with the Lord. Yeah, I have to talk with him about these little things. The Lord doesn't expect us that with a big jump, we are jumping up on the mountain. But in the least, where no one notices, practice and be serious. Don't take it so loosely. And I had to exercise my faith, not to just look at my error of the visible things, but to apply the faith. The Lord is near. He's shown us that. And we've seen so many signs that everybody of us can go to the Lord and ask him, do we live in the time of when he's coming back? It's not about this and this person said this or that, but we have to come to the Lord and have to say, Lord, give me a sign. Yeah, and we get this from the Lord. And I was encouraged in this situation where I had this error. I was reminded of Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it is impossible. If I don't use my faith, it's impossible that the Lord perfect me at the day of Christ. It's not possible because the Lord wants to see that I believe. Yeah. He who comes to God must believe that he is. Yeah. He must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I was encouraged. I can use my faith that he is a rewarder to me. He will reward me when he's coming. And that's what I believe. And that's where I had to be faithful in this little situation and believe. It was a strong encouragement. And then I was running outside, and I prayed this verse. And then I went to the next verse, 1 Peter 5:10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory, that's the goal, that's where we should go. Yeah, in his eternal glory. By Christ Jesus. He himself, after you've suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Amen. And I noticed that when the faith is there, then he does it. When the people believe, then God worked together with them. He himself will perfect you. That's wonderful. And there's a little time of suffering. We can see that the time is coming too. Yeah. It's just a little while. It's not eternally we have to suffer. This verse is really for us. It's really a little while of suffering. And these sufferings that I had today were very little, but I have to believe. Without faith, even the small thing is not possible. But with faith, then he will perfect us. That's very encouraging when we collaborate with the Lord. Then the Lord will give us the first love. Then comes this first love. There's always something in our life where we experience transformation or where transformation is needed. No one of us will be able to say before the Lord comes, oh, I'm perfect, I can just rest. You see with the 10 virgins that were, there was always time to buy oil. As long as we're here, there's always more time to buy oil. Yeah, there's always something to gain the Lord. When we overcome one thing, then we gain even more oil. Yeah, we gain more oil, more gold. Yeah, we are more sensitive. Yeah, and this little time. A little while, and we might have small or big sufferings. There's always something we can be encouraged. Lord, I believe in you, God, I can make it. Not that we have this wrong concept. Everything has to be ready and there's nothing left. But we are on this way. And the areas that the Lord wants to transform, that we seriously seek the Lord. Those who diligently seek him, he is a rewarder. And that's all, we can do that, all of us. That's a strong encouragement. Some things that the Lord deals with us in, they took years, deep things in us that have to be transformed. But this first love, that doesn't take years. To regain the first love, maybe in 3 years. Yeah, the Lord says, repent and do the first works. And eat of Christ and be nourished with him. It's something that encouraged me. The bride who loves the Lord is a wonderful precondition for the Lord coming. And we can read 1 John 4. 17. 1 John 4:17, that's how the love increases. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Maybe we can also read 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. That's in these little things, in these little situations. I had boldness again. When I overcame, I had the boldness and joy and to overcome this anger and frustration through the Lord. That gave me boldness. And I knew I can come with joy to the Lord and to pursue his coming. And if there's fear or worry or panic that kind of paralyzes us for the return of the Lord, it says here that for the fear we should come to the Lord. It could be from we should deal with it. It could be from the enemy. But it could also be that there's something between me and the Lord that might be justified, but I can talk about it to the Lord and have fellowship with the Lord and pray some verses. And it restored me. The fear that paralyzes us, we can also bring that to the Lord. That's not from the Father and from the Lord. We should come to the Lord and let our heart be examined. It's an encouragement. The Lord wants us all to make it. Lastly, 1 Peter 1:7, that the genuineness of your faith being much more precious than gold that perishes. And later he said, and that's very strong, in verse 8, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. The Lord wants to encourage us so much. There's so much hope in these verses. And we have to bring it to the Lord and eat it and enjoy it up and down. That he wants us to make it to the goal. That we rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, even if we can't see it yet. Let's learn this and believe this. And let us see your love more. You want to bring us all to the goal. You want to save us to the uttermost. you think good things about each one of us. And you lead us to repentance to save us. Open our eyes to see you more. And strengthen all the saints in the faith. There we can make a true faith into the coming age. Yeah, those who have believed, enter this rest. Amen. Strengthen the faith in all of us. In every situation that we have, that you are the way to continue. You are the way to enter into your kingdom. You want to attain the goal of our faith. Save our souls, Lord, to the uttermost. We make it. Yeah, we take this in faith. Thank you. In you is the fullness of the Godhead. Thank you. Practically, in our daily life, you are this. I also want to share something. It's very astonishing how the Father opens the doors. Today I had two opportunities in the school to share the word. And one thing I want to share with you. With a colleague, I shared the word. And there was so much mixture in her. And she couldn't receive from the old covenant things. She's an animal lover, and she couldn't receive Jesus, and she thought, no one has to die for me. She couldn't receive this big grace. So, and a few weeks, we talked about it. And she shared. She was able to receive Jesus as the Savior, and I was so surprised. And she shared with me the verses about the rituals. She could receive in faith the sacrifices. And I was so surprised, and she thinks the rapture is coming soon now. I am so thankful to the Lord. Galatians 6, 9 and 10. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. And the other colleague. Okay. I told her what a wonderful time I have with the Lord in the morning. And she had a lot of questions about that. And the Lord really opens the doors. I had my own plans how I wanted to spend the last 2 weeks. But there's really new ways opening up from the Lord, that were prepared works from the Lord. And it's very encouraging.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for these two.
Yes. Your word would bear fruit in them. Yeah, we praise you that she received you. Yeah, we praise you for your salvation work. Yes, we pray that she would quickly be built into your priesthood, Lord. Yes, also this other person, we praise you for your mighty word. Your gospel is truly the power of God unto salvation. Yeah, we pray for these saved souls. Praise the Lord. You are a God of salvations. Let us see many more salvations in this time. We don't want to become weary. We want to hope in your glory. Yes, Lord, with you nothing is impossible. Yes, we pray that you would reveal yourself. Oh Lord, flesh and blood cannot reveal it, but you can reach these people. Oh Lord, you can do more than we can ask or think. Yes, in all our surroundings, we pray for such a big salvation. Let us read another passage from Hebrews chapter 10, starting in verse 32 to the end. Starting in verse 35, Hebrews 10 to verse 39. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward. For you have need of endurance, that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Yes, we don't want to draw back. We want to be those who believe to the saving of the soul. Yeah, we have faith and we gain the soul. We are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to the saving of the soul. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, we are such who believe and save to the saving of the soul. Yes, really, Lord. Amen. My righteous shall live by faith. Yes, we are of those who believe. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yeah, for you have need of endurance, that after you have done the will of God, you will receive the promise. Yes, you want to live by faith, Lord. Just shall live by faith. Yes, only a little while. Yet a little while. Yes, we don't want to cast away our boldness, which has great reward. Yes, our boldness has great reward. Praise the Lord. Yes, I don't think verse 37 has never been as timely as right now. Praise the Lord. Yet a little while. He who is coming will come and will not tarry. So the Lord so clearly showed us that he can come anytime. Maybe this has different reactions in us. On Sunday, we talked about this in V1 meeting. And it was so interesting to see. Some had great joy. But some of us, and that's what we heard in some fellowships, some had fear. They had fear to not be raptured, not to enter the kingdom. And that's why the Lord also gives us many words of encouragement. During the conference, we spoke a lot about the fear of the Lord, and this is definitely necessary. But we should not get in panic. We need this holy, good fear of the Lord, which is also part of the Spirit. But this panic, this is from the enemy. The Lord, delivered those who were in fear of the devil their whole life, in fear of death. And not only unbelievers, but also believers. Some of us believers, they have such a panic that we need to be encouraged, that we can have this trust in the Lord. Yes, and we read in 1 John verse 4 that in the perfect love there is no fear. Yeah, the enemy uses this wrong fear to get us stuck. The Lord is really balanced. The Lord really clearly speaks about repentance. And we all need to come before the Lord. Lord, tell me all things that I need to change. Show it to me. And the things that he shows me, I need to be diligent to put into practice. And the conference showed we need the spirit of the fear of the Lord. This fear to not live in the self. Not to just waste time. That's what we need the fear of the Lord for. And this is healthy. And we need to put into practice what he tells us. But the enemy also is there. And he wants to use this fact that the Lord is coming soon to get us into this panic and to condemn us. And that he tells us, oh, you will definitely not be part of it. The Lord never ever will tell you, you will not be part of it. This is not what he will say. Definitely in this time he will not say this. He will tell you, I help you. And he will tell you, I live in you. I am your joy. I'm your power. I've called you. And this thought, I will not make it, this is from the enemy. And we truly need to see this love of the Lord that he wants to make it with us. And in verse 35, it's so important to see that we should not cast away our confidence. Why does he tell this? Because he's speaking in this context from this very little while, and he knows we are in the danger to lose our hope. And we tell, oh, I won't make it anyway. It doesn't matter how much time, days or weeks or months, I won't make it anyway. If we think this way, then we are casting away our confidence. But it says here, the confidence has great reward. Yeah, or another translation says, don't cast away your confidence and also your great reward. Because we will get great reward when he comes back. And when we have these bad thoughts, we can tell Satan, go away. These thoughts are not of the Lord. And some also translate this in, don't throw away your trust. And so we really need to trust the Lord. Maybe we just see ourselves, we see the others, and then the temptation is great to lose your trust. But we need to see the Lord only has the best in mind for us. He wants to, for every single one of us, he wants that we make it. The enemy wants to make it a big mountain that we can never do it. And we think, oh, the last 10 years, nothing changed in me, and it's still so bad with me. No, so we should not cast away our faith, our confidence, our boldness, our trust, our hope. And the Lord is also righteous. He will not ask the same of everybody. So he will not just see what happened the last 10 years. And let us also not think about what you think that the Lord needs to do. No, what the Lord asks is that we simply do what he tells us today. And tomorrow will be the next thing, until he comes back. So we should not pull out a leg, that's what we say in German, to just do many things. No, it's we work, we cooperate with the Lord, and that's what we need. What we need is endurance. That's what it tells here. A marathon at the end, what you need is endurance. You need faith. And then after you've done the will of God, you will receive the promise. And here it says promise. Promise always has to do with faith. So now we need to draw this parallel to the people of Israel. How did they enter the good land? It was by faith. It wasn't so simple to go in there. There were giants in this land. It was not so simple to take. And we think, oh, this is too difficult to do it. How did they do it? How? It was by faith. Not because they were so strong, so capable. And that relates to the one church in Revelation 3 that received the promise to be raptured. It says there, you have little strength. And if this the Lord says to this church, they have little strength, then he can also make it with me. We all have only a small strength. But the important thing was they kept his word and did not deny his name. So that means to keep his word means we do what he says. We rise up in the morning, we turn to Him, we ask Him what He wants to do. We ask Him, what do you want to do today? What shall I do? What do you want to speak? What do you want to change in me? And I'm ready to cooperate with you. It's really simple. It's not so difficult to become a first fruit. The Lord lives in all of us. And we need to spend the time with Him. And He will give us all things we need. Praise the Lord. And then we will be ready when He returns. Yeah, with the people of Israel, we see two groups. One group that made it, and one who didn't make it. So, what was the difference? The difference was one believed and one didn't believe. They had the same problem and the same capabilities, but the difference was some believed and some didn't. So, and that's why it says here in Hebrews 10, they drew back to perdition. And not because they were so weak, but because they had little faith. So, there were these 12 were sent out to explore the good land, and only two of them had faith. It was Joshua and Caleb. And we need to have faith to enter the kingdom. And especially, it's interesting to note that right after this verses, chapter 11 starts with a whole chapter just about faith. So, and he starts this chapter with the first example of Abel. What did he do? He did bring an offering. So, and the same applies to us. How do we become a first fruit? We need to bring offerings. And how do we do it? We do it like Abel, by faith. So we experience Christ, we get transformed and offer this up to God. And then there is, in verse 4 and 5, it shows also the goal that we have, right? It's about Enoch, who was raptured. And how did he rapture? We can learn from him, because he made it. And what does it say here? It says here, also by faith he was taken away. And it says here, and he was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. I want to have this testimony. Enoch experiences testimony. And we have Christ in us, this Son of God's pleasure. It's maybe you don't experience these great things in your daily life, but you will, in many situations, you take Christ, so the Father will also be pleased by that. So, yeah, Enoch, he really had faith in God. And then it says in verse 6, without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And that really fits into our time. We want to have this reward. We want to be raptured. And we need this faith for that. We don't look at all what is lacking in us. No. By faith, we look ahead. The more fear we might have, panic, the more we seek the Lord. And to know Him more. The Lord is so balanced. The Lord always is healthy and balanced. He gives us the fear of the Lord to earnestly seek Him, but also He gives us confidence and trust and hope that we can prepare in all joy. And I told the Lord how wonderful it would be that we would all prepare with such a joy in our hearts for your coming, not with panic, but we truly are joyful, we rejoice in the things to come. So, and one thing that is really good to do is to think about it. What is going to come? It's a kingdom of peace, of righteousness. All these evil things that happen today, they will not be done anymore. And it will be such a peace that this world has never known before. And it's good to think in your heart about these things. When we truly see what is lying ahead, then there is really nothing to stick here in this world to. So we can really rejoice. The Lord is faithful. He will make it with us. In Isaiah 41, verse 13, "For I, the Lord, your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you." Fear not, I will help you. Praise the Lord. If I'm thinking about the fear of the Lord, then I think about the Lord being righteous. And I know all things are working together for our good. And I take this by faith. And I read a verse from Mark, chapter 11, verse 22. So Jesus said, "Have faith in God," or "have the faith of God." We need to have this faith of God. It's our basis. And I thank Him that He has given us such a faith. And if I'm not raptured, it's just me. It was my problem, my fault. He does everything right. And if I'm not making it, I will need to go through the great tribulation. But anyway, the Lord is righteous. So yes, and that encouraged me to be diligent. I want to be diligent every day in all things. If I'm preparing the offerings, if I have to be on time, in all these things, I want to be diligent. We need to be diligent. I don't want to complain. No, I want to be diligent to live out the virtues of God. It's a practice to take it by prayer. And we also have a high priest who's helping us. That's a true hope. First Thessalonians, verses 5, chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, put on the helmet, which is the hope of salvation, and the breastplate of faith and love. Wonderful. Amen. Faith and love. Yes, Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you are also doing. So this is our burden today, to see this balance, the balancedness of the Lord. So to be a first fruit, they need a good food, and they need a lot of light, and we need to abide in the light of the Lord and His nourishment. And it was so strong, as it was said. That she had. That one sister shared how the enemy always tries to interfere, but we need to resist him. He always tried to sneak in. And his attacks are systematic, as Ephesians 6 says. But when we equip ourselves with the Word of God, we are not so easily believing his lies. So let us read some verses to be equipped with the Word of God.
1 Thessalonians 5:22-24.
So we continue in the same chapter, 1 Thessalonians 5, starting in verse 22. Abstain from every form of evil. No, may the Lord, the God of peace himself, sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. This word is speaking for itself. If we hear about the soon return of Christ, it has different reactions in us. But the natural experience is when the bride is hearing the bridegroom, and what does she do? She says, Hallelujah! She's full of joy. Or does she think, maybe we should wait for some more time? No, she says, Come soon, take me. And this should be our natural reaction. But the enemy is trying to sneak in. And the devil doesn't come maybe right away, but he comes when you're weak. And and what saves us from the snares of the devil is to have the Word of God. And it says here, abstain from every form of evil. Yes, to really abstain. And then it says here, God is faithful. And here nothing is left out. Everything the Lord wants to sanctify. He wants to sanctify us completely. Body, soul and spirit. Even your soul. And he wants to preserve us blameless. Yes, we praise the Lord. You will sanctify us completely. Spirit, soul and body. And when the enemy is trying, when the enemy is trying to lie to us again, we need the proper medicine. And in 1 Peter 1, verse 13, it says, therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Gird up the loins of your mind. This is where the enemy attacks, in your mind. So out of the healthy fear of the Lord, he makes panic. And out of faith, he is trying to sow in doubts. And what can we do against it? It's gird up the loins of your mind. We need to abide in the Word. We need to have the truth of the Word. That he cannot sow into us so many of his lies. Yes, we rest our hope fully upon the grace. Yes, this grace that is to be brought to us, the revelation of Jesus Christ. Yes. Yes, we gird the loins of our minds. Yes, we set our minds on the things that are above. Give us the helmet of salvation for our mind. Yeah, let us keep the Feast of Pentecost, that we are always seated with you in the heavenlies. I praise you for the grace that you have brought to us, and we can always turn to you. Thank you, Lord, that you are revealing yourself in our hearts. Fully reveal yourself to us. We want to get to know you more. And James is also speaking about one who is asking the Lord but with doubts, and the Lord, or James says, such will not receive anything. So we need to have this faith.
When man, wie sagt man, 1. Petrus 1:10 bis 13, das ist auch sehr gut.
Amen.
Das haben wir gerade schon gelesen.
Ein Ding ist auch nur, der Feind versucht unseren Blick immer.
And one strategy of the enemy is also to that we would look on each other. And then we look in the flesh, oh, this one has a lot of success. Or we think, oh, this brother, he has so many tasks, he's so gifted. And There's one time that Peter in John chapter 20, when the Lord appeared to them after resurrection, Peter asked the Lord, okay, what is about John? What about John? And the Lord said, don't mind John, you follow me. And this is really important. We need to look on the Lord. We need to follow him. And we also had this wonderful picture of this ephod. And we saw that this breastplate of the high priest, they were all different. The stones were all of different color, a different kind. And that shows we don't need to compare ourselves. We can, when we see, okay, this brother, he's such a wonderful blue color, then we can rejoice. Yes, this brother is so wonderful in his blue color. And I can tell the Lord, oh, I can be a wonderful red stone. And then I look at this person, brother, and then I say, praise the Lord, he's a wonderful green stone. So if we look at each other and compare ourselves, I need to be like this and how this... No, this is not what it's about. We need to see how we like that all these stones are different. And yes, we need to turn away from this comparison. Yes. And we need to see how we all complement each other. And when I'm in the situation, I'm in my household and all the children, maybe we don't have time for 2 hours of prayer. And sometimes you can just call upon the name of the Lord, and maybe we cannot speak so long, but we can cry out to the Lord. The Lord sees it and he sees what your capacity is. And then we have still our confidence and we don't cast it away. And then we can truly rejoice. Yeah, he's faithful and just. For me, it is really important. Because we have been raised in this comparison. Someone had this grade, the other one had that grade. And one that helps me a lot when the enemy comes, Psalm 139, verse 14. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. God, he wanted you to be like this and not differently. Two verses I have. 2 Corinthians 13 verse 11. This is such a complete verse. 2 Corinthians 13, 11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Become complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Amen. Finally, brethren, rejoice. Yes, finally rejoice. Become complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. You are with us. Yes, we are being perfected. One verse that is always encouraged me when I'm doubting, I think about Thomas. And so it says in John 20:25, the other disciples tell Thomas, "We have seen the Lord." And he says, "Unless I see his hands and the print of his nails, and I put my finger into the print of his nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing." And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." And this is wonderful how God is dealing with this doubting of Thomas. He doesn't say, "Oh, why didn't you believe? I told you so many times." No, he appears and he does these things that he asked for.
And
so, and actually when the Lord appeared, the seeing of him already was sufficient for Thomas to believe, but still the Lord offered him to touch the print of his nail. I wanted also to share that the Lord is so strengthening. This whole chapter of, I think, 1 Thessalonians 5 showed me how the Lord is so balanced. In verse 2 it says, "For you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night." If you only take this verse, then we might have a lot of fear. But right afterwards it says, "But you, brethren, you are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day." And then it also says in verse 6, "Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober." Yeah, it says here, "God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you are also doing." And then there are many more points of to remind the brothers. It says here, "Rejoice always." Maybe we think it's difficult, But it says here, rejoice always. It's the word of God here. And it says, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. He always gives us such an encouragement. We also read verses 23. We already read it. And it's so encouraging. And then in verse 27 it says, I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read to all the holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. And we should also not forget the verse, which is in 25, brethren, pray for us. It doesn't matter if we are strong or weak or whatever, we all need prayer. Thank you, Lord. Your word is strengthening us. Your word is exhorting us, but also comforting us. Thank you, Lord. Strengthen us by your word. Through your spirit. Yeah, to redeem this last time we have. To serve you. Yeah, and to live for you. And the Lord also, he gave a parable to encourage everybody who only had very little time to be perfected. And there's a parable just for this case, with the parable of the workers in the vineyard. It's exactly written for this purpose to those who live in the last hour. Maybe we have not been redeeming the time so much. In verse 6, he went about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle. And he said to them, why have you been standing here idle all day? They said to him, because no one hired us. This is exactly for our time. Who is speaking? He's speaking to them. You also go into the vineyard. This is what the Lord says. You also go into the vineyard. It is the last hour. But even in the last hour is the right time to go into the vineyard. This is such a wonderful vine dresser. And so when the evening had come, in verse 8, the owner of the vineyard said, call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. And when those came who were hired about the 11th hour, they each received a denarius. That's wonderful. They all received the same. That's such a great encouragement that when we, in this last hour that we have, we use it and we go into the vineyard and we give ourselves to do His will and to be fully be set upon Him, then He will give us a denarius. And that's exactly as the ones who worked longer. They thought they would receive more, but they all received one denarius. And then they said, they only worked for 1 hour, and you made them equal to us who have borne the burden and the heat of the day. In verse 13, he answered, friend, I am doing no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Isn't that wonderful? When we redeem this last time, this little time, he will give us this denarius. It is not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things. Or is your eye evil because I am good? So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen. So everything that is behind, we can forget, because we cannot change it. It doesn't matter what is behind. Everything that is ahead of us, that's important. Important is he is calling us, he wants to use us for his vineyard. So I am encouraged to give this last hour to the Lord and to follow him with joy and to enter into his vineyard, whatever the Lord wants us to do. So praise the Lord. So he will give us the reward starting from the last. So praise the Lord. We are all in this, we can all redeem this time. And that's what the Lord wants to redeem us, use us for. There's always there's a little bit time left. And the Lord will give us, recompense us. Lord, we want to work this last hour. You are such a wonderful vine dresser. Let us sing a song.
Also eine ist eine lustige Erfahrung, die man mitteilen wollte. Es sollen ja werden wie die Kinder.
So we need to become like children, and on Sunday it was thundering, and I was seeing these flashes, and the Lord said his coming is like the flash that goes from east to west, and when I saw it, I told the Lord, Lord, when are you coming back? Are you coming now? So that's what we, that's good to tell the Lord. And one verse that is encouraging is Romans 8, starting in verse 38. You can read it. Or let us read together the last two verses of Romans 8. For I am 37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor heights, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Wer Unrecht tut, genau, Amen. Das ist der Vers. Er sagt, der Herr im Angesicht seiner baldigen Wiederkunft.
And one last verse in Revelation 22, verse 11. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. In German it says, he who is holy, let him be sanctified still. So even if he's holy, to be sanctified more. And it says, he who is righteous, let him continue to practice righteousness. Yes, Lord, we tell you, Lord, use us in your vineyard. We want to redeem every time. Lord, every hour you give us. Amen. Praise the Lord. How are you doing? We are being sanctified. How are you doing, John? I'm doing good, says John. Lord Jesus. What can I say? You have said everything. But one more thing, when the Lord returns, the question is, how much of Christ have you gained in your daily life? The scriptures we all know. And we can all say things about scripture, and we can all cite the scripture, but that's not enough. That's not what the Lord wants. He wants our life. He wants that we live through him. And that's why the priesthood is so important, to experience Christ in our daily lives. Yes, in the past years, I know many, many people, many brothers and sisters who know the scriptures. They can speak so long about the Bible, but the time will come when we appear before the Lord. Not so important as how much Christ have we gained. So that's important, really important. Of course, we need to know the scriptures. That's necessary. Scripture is our food. We eat. Of course, we need the scripture, but it is teaching us how we can gain Christ in our daily life, in your thoughts, in your relationships at home, in your relationships to each other. Do we live through him, or are we not? Maybe we know the scripture. Maybe we have a lot of teachings. But what the Lord wants to have is the reality of Christ in our daily life. Of course, we need the word, and we need it to grasp Christ more. But it's not the interpretation, it's not the understanding of the Bible, it's the application of Christ in our daily life. That's important. So, let us gain Christ. Amen. May the Lord strengthen you in your inner man to gain the reality daily. That's more important than anything else. And that will produce a transformation in our lives. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord be with your spirit.
den Herrn. Bis bald wieder.
Praise the Lord. See you soon. Amen. Praise the Lord. Lord, strengthen us all to gain you more. We want to be filled with the fullness of God. Yes, strengthen us to gain you daily. Every situation, we want to live by you. Save us from just knowing the letter. We want to have the life. Strengthen the inner man. Lord, together we want to gain you in your depth, in your height, in your width, and the love which is surpassing all knowledge, so that we might be filled with all the fullness of God.